Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth is a environmental scientist. And she graduated from Melbourne in Australia, which would be the equivalent of an Ivy League university here in the United States. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am well. You know, Gwyneth, I wanted to share something with you. I'd like to get your take on it. So I spoke in front of a group on Saturday here in Missouri. There's a large group. I'm thinking it's like 400 or 500 people. There's standing room only, and people were standing as well. And some people were in the back, and they couldn't see the PowerPoint presentation that I had. And my presentation had a few words, a few key words, kind of like when I broadcast. I have just like a word or two just so that I don't get side-wobbled and, you know, stay on topic. So some of the words on the slides were, no pictures, please. No recording, please. Words like Publication 17, which referred to the IRS download that they could get and read the tax rules. Words like baseball, too. So I would tell the story about, you know, learning the rules about baseball and how they, you'd never play a game after school, you know, pick up game after elementary school day was over and at a friend's house without knowing the rules. So why would you play the tax game with the Internal Revenue Service without knowing the rules? And so, you know, words like that, a lot of single words, maybe two words per line, very few words. And the context was provided from my memory. So I got some emails, and they said things like, very terse. Oh, let's see if I can find one. I mean, really terse emails. Something like, please send your notes. Thanks. No, Mr. Fennelli, hello, I enjoyed your seminar. I learned a lot. No signature on the email saying, you know, Joe Dokes. No niceties. Just terse and to the point. Please send your notes. Thanks. And I take exception to that. So these people want my work. They want 71 years of my work. And they don't have the courtesy, the decorum, the pleasantness, the politeness that I was taught. And it bothered me. I got a bunch of them. And so I responded with something like, please, let me just bring it up in just a second. But it's something like, may I call you? Thank you, Vincent. Okay? In a person's first name, because I derived that from the email address, may I call you? Thank you, Vincent. And people were frosted with, let me give you an example. Here it is. The email that I received was, pre-send slides from class on Saturday. Thank you. Yeah. And I would respond with something like this. I would have the person's first name. We can discuss this on the phone. Thank you, Vincent. And then I would get a response like this. Phone? Question mark? In your class, you'd stated you'd email them. Is this true? And then I responded with the person's first name. My presentation was just a few phrases that I used to keep me on track. They're useless without the context. That's why I asked for your phone number, to explain anything that you wanted to know. I've answered all email requests the same way. Those who provided their phone numbers received all the answers, absolutely free, just as you did in the seminar. Thank you, Vincent. And I got a response. Luckily, I paid attention and can read the slides with context. You never asked for my phone number in class. You stated you'd email them. We could have a copy of the slides. Is this untrue? What I'm saying is people are really demanding. I don't know who these people are. I don't know what they're going to do with them. They didn't say, you know, I could use them in my research to, help my preparedness efforts. I don't know if they're the government. I don't know who they are. But they want, without meeting me halfway. I absolutely, positively refuse to do it. Do you have any comments about any of this?
Yeah, I fully get your point of view, you know, and you're right about people. They don't comprehend how much work research actually is, and that actually it is work, you know. And why should you just hand your research over to them just because they demand it? You know, it would be different if they said, I mean, when I got in touch with you, I think I phoned you, I explained who I was, and, and we actually had a conversation. Do you know what I mean? And, that was it. And you could see that I had some knowledge, and you were prepared to, work with me, and I was prepared to work with you as well. What really, really, really annoys me is people who won't let you get a word in edgeways, and they assume that they know more than you. That really, really annoys me. And especially when they have some knowledge and you could see that you could work with them. But then they get on their high horse and assume you know nothing and continually cut you off, continually change the topic. And that's just really annoying. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and let's take it to the next level. So Facebook Marketplace has become the lowest common denominator of civility, of honesty, of integrity. It's lacking that in many, many, many cases, if not most. So Bam and I went to buy some hay. He found some for $65 yesterday. And we decided that, you know, the guy said, I've got it, and you can bring your trailer. And we decided, no. What we're going to do is go look at it before we bring a 26-foot gooseneck, you know, down some road that we don't know what it's like. And, you know, there are a lot of gravel roads here. You get easily in trouble, get stuck, pop tires, you know, do a lot of damage. So we went there. And they were listed as 4x5. That means 4 feet wide, 5 feet tall. I talked to this guy's wife. And I said, they're 4x5. Yep. They're 4x5. So we got there in the field, and they're not 4x5. They're 4 feet wide, because the baler is set for 4 feet wide. But the farmer set the height of them to about 4 feet 2 inches. So instead of 5 feet, they're 4 feet 2 inches. Now, with hay, a 4x5 bale of hay is about 1,000 pounds, roughly, give or take 50 pounds. A 4x4 is roughly 600 pounds. So what this guy did was he made a smaller bale and priced it at less than, you know, the $100, $120, $150 bales. However, if you weighed them and priced them per pound, it'd be about the same as the $120 bales. Because as the diameter gets larger, each inch of increased diameter weighs a lot more than the first inner inch of diameter. So these are probably 600-pound bales, and he's selling them for the 1,000-pound price. And I was livid. And so he said, no, they're 4x5. Well, I'm 5'7". And I know what 5 feet is. I know what 4 feet is. I know what 3 feet is. So our son just took out a tape measure. He measured them. They're just a little bit over 4 feet. The guy lied to us. There's no question about it. And we called him on it. We said, these are not. Look, here's a Stanley tape measure. He said, well, the baler is 4x5. Yeah. The baler is 4x5. But he set the baler for a smaller bale. That's like saying, you know, we're selling a quart of milk, but we're only filling it 2/3 full. And then selling it as a quart, because the container holds a quart. That's what this is all about. And I am very sorry to say this, class, but my son and I have come to the conclusion that farmers are some of the most dishonest people you'll ever meet. I'm sorry to say that. And if you want to see it, go to Facebook Marketplace, and you'll see equipment that's being sold, and they carefully exclude from the pictures the damage, the broken parts, the things that don't work. They exclude that. They carefully take pictures. And then, oh, I guess he's just a dumb farmer. Well, not necessarily so. Maybe he's intentionally dishonest. And we're seeing that more and more and more. And the description. The descriptions are misleading. They will say, works great. Could use a new carburetor. A new carburetor is like $500 for a tractor or more. Transmission works great. Transmission sometimes makes noise.
Well, that doesn't work great then.
Right. Right. So the point is, they lie. And it's not just the farmers. It's almost becoming universal. Gwyneth, that's where we are. That's where we are today. People are ripping off people any way they can. And they don't seem to mind. And the thing about these messages that I got, it's back to technology is going to kill us. Because people don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to be polite. It takes too many thumb strokes with the keypad on a phone to say, hello, thank you very much. I enjoyed your seminar. I learned a lot. I'd love to pursue more. Can you help me with some more information? Thank you so much. Joe Dokes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And Gwyneth, let me share the exact opposite. The exact opposite. So at hipcamp.com, one of our campers left a review. I'm just going to read the review. And here's what it says. Quote. Here's what it says. Quote. Vincent, what a great experience learning from you and hearing stories from BAM. You make me want to learn more and ask questions about everything. Thank you for the fireside chat, even though it was too hot for a fire. We'll be staying with you for the next expo, and we'll be excited to tell you all the things that we did on your suggestions. You may not remember us since the mind, of course, is the second thing to go. We'll be catching your radio show to hear what's going on. Our email is, hope to get your book soon. Thanks, Vincent, Jordan, and Jessica. And my response to that was, Jessica, Jordan and Jessica, it was delightful having spent time with you at Natural Farms and at the Expo. You are shining lights of what Americans can be. Thank you, Vincent. What I'm trying to indicate, class, is we don't have to be short and terse and abrupt in our communications. We can actually flesh them out and be polite. Gwyneth has never sent me an email that was not complete in context, accurate in sentence structure, spelling, It's always been perfect. Now, does it take extra time? Yes, it does. But do I remember it? Absolutely. Those emails that Gwyneth has sent me with her thumbs and with a keyboard, depending on what she had available at the time, those were so complete that they were able to be used verbatim to publish a book, literally a book, just because of the accuracy of and the completeness of those emails. It was not, you know, what up, you know, that kind of an email. We really need to get back to complete sentence structure, complete messages. And I believe that this is one of the decaying parts of society, that people don't communicate. Kind of like, think about this image. The child lives in the city. On the way out the door, he says, "Ma, I'll be back." And that's it. And mother says, "Where are you going?" But the child can't hear because the child has already turned, gone down the steps, you know, to the sidewalk, turned, and is out of earshot. But it's all by design. Okay? So mom has no idea, dad has no idea where the child's gone, when he or she is coming back. That's a lack of communication. It's a problem. It's a real problem. Because if the child is late for what the expected return would be, mom and dad have no idea where to look. And that's where we are today. We see people in the supermarket. They're looking at their phone. They're talking on their phone. They're saying, "Oh, hang on. Let me go to that aisle and I'll go look for it." They don't even know why they're there. They have to call somebody else to figure out what they're supposed to bring home from the supermarket, because they are too stupid, too lazy, too incompetent to write a list out at the kitchen table with the rest of the family. Say, okay, we have X amount of funds to spend. How shall we allocate them on this shopping trip? Because we're only going to go once a week to conserve fuel. But we don't do that. We have let these stupid cell phones run our lives and destroy our ability to plan, to think, to estimate, to read a map, to figure out how to get there and spell. That's where we are. We really are. And by extension, we've done that with automobiles. Stupid people buy self-driving cars and they get in them and then they die. But then again, that's Darwin Award material, right? Strengthening the gene pool by the stupid people eliminating themselves. I can't believe it. The only problem I have is they're on the roads. And so am I. And they're not paying attention, and I am. I'm at a serious disadvantage, and so are the rest of you who are paying attention. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Hurricane Idalia is hitting Florida's Big Bend region this morning. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now has maximum sustained winds well over 100 miles per hour, and that puts it as a class of major hurricane. The center is warning of storm surges and big winds along Florida's Gulf Coast and inland as it heads northeast by about 15 miles an hour. The American Red Cross is busy. More than 1,500 disaster workers are spread across 25 relief operations from coast to coast, helping people impacted by recent wildfires and storms. Today is the two-year anniversary of the disastrous U.S. military evacuation of Afghanistan. The final departure came just hours after the Taliban took control of the country. The confusion created by the U.S. military's sudden departure led to an attack at the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Turn it up. Winner today.
Why today?
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the TV.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I just heard a commercial announcement for, well, it was actually the news about the American Red Cross and how they're being deployed. I invited the American Red Cross to our Get Prepared Expo many, many years ago, and they said they would be delighted to attend, along with the Civil Air Patrol and along with the Missouri National Guard. And all three of them pulled the plug the same day they were told by Washington, D.C. to stand down. Stand down. So if you think that these people, these organizations, are here for your benefit, think again. Personally, I wouldn't give the Red Cross a nickel. And I have I have a photo ID card from the American Red Cross. And says that I'm a volunteer. So is Mrs. Finelli. I've been there. I've seen what they do. They're an organization that is currently, I believe, don't believe anything I say, but I believe they are an organization designed to raise money, funds. And what they do with it, I have no idea. I have no idea. But I do know that my uncle, who was in World War II in the Battle of the Bulge, despised the Red Cross because the infantry was out there fighting because two countries declared war on us, Germany and Japan, just to name two. And he was being shot at by the Germans. They wanted to kill him. And the American Red Cross was there. And they got donated coffee from American coffee companies and donuts. And the Red Cross would sell it to the GIs. What a racket. Kind of like Goodwill, right? You get donated items, then you sell them for a profit. And then you say you're a not-for-profit organization. Remember when Goodwill used to sell things for very reasonable prices? Now they have cell phones. The employees have cell phones. They look up what it would sell for on eBay, and they charge just a little bit less than that. Gwyneth, everything's broken. Everything's falling apart. Do you have any comments on that little rant I just went through?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And what I've been saying constantly, you know, both privately to people that I know and, you know, also on air, is we are at the fall of Rome. We are at the fall of Babylon. That is where we are at. And, you know, sometimes I have people come to me and say, you know, we need to be ready for a revolution and all the rest of it. And I say, no, we don't. We need to stay out here in the middle of nowhere. And we need to sit back and wait for it all to fall down. And we need to be ready to rebuild afterwards. Because if, you know, the average person, I've spent a lifetime collecting skills. I haven't always had a whole bunch of money. But what I've had is I've had my attention and I've had time to actually learn things. So I've had all this time, I've put it to good use, I've learned a bunch of useful skills, and if I go and do something stupid, like get involved in a revolution and get arrested or killed, all that is wasted. Because nobody else is going to have those skill sets, because sometimes I'm one of the only people out there who has them. Sometimes, for some of these skill sets, there's not very many people who know how to do it, whatever it is. For example, this is a small example, and maybe in the farming community there's a lot of people who know how to do this, but, you know, After you know, things have gone south, there's going to be a lot fewer people who know how to do this, but I'm one of them. And that is setting up an agricultural reticulation system. Do you know what an agricultural reticulation system is, Vincent?
Share it with our class, please, Gwyneth. Flesh it out.
It is having a pond or a water body, a dam, on your farm, as we would call it in Australia. But, you know, when you're talking about a dam in Australia, you're not actually talking about the dam. You're talking about the water that's in the dam. So, you know, that's our shorthand. You're not talking about the dam wall. You're talking about the pond behind it. You get the water in the pond and you pump it up In my case, with a solar powered well pump, not one that's attached to a pressure tank, just the pump, not the pressure tank, pumps the water up to an IBC cube that is sitting on the dam wall. The IBC cube has a pipe going out of it, which is attached to a bunch of other pipes, which run all over the farm downhill from this pond, and at the end of all these other pipes are taps, faucets. So I can turn on a faucet at a bunch of different places on my farm, and water comes out. And I don't really have to do much to maintain the system, because water gets pumped up into the IBC cube when the sun shines. And I had to, you know, the other day I was, I had to move a pipe to get to another area that I built a number of years ago, but never put the pipe in because I didn't have the pipe. And I had a pipe leak. And the pipe leaked all over an area that is now an exercise track for Lily and I. So we've been going for horse rides about three times a week, my horse, Lily, and I. And, it just leaked everywhere, and I thought, oh, damn, that's going to be, I hope that dries off by the morning. It didn't dry off by the morning. You know, my riding instructor came around and he said, oh, bloody hell. Oh, sorry. Please forgive me. He said, look at this. He said, look at this. I said, I know. This is not good. And what happened was he raked it off and he said, I hope we can fix this. And I said, I do too. And the problem was that if Lily had stepped on this area, she would have slipped. And if she slips when she's going 15 miles an hour, that's going to be a problem for both of us because she weighs 500 kilograms. And so if she goes down, I go down. And if I get trapped under her, well, she weighs 500 kilograms, and that's another hospital trip. If I'm lucky. If I'm, you know, not so lucky, then, you know, there we go. But this is it. There's I redid the reticulation system. I had a check come in. I was able to go down to the farm supply store, buy the green line pipe, which is agricultural irrigation pipe, heavy-duty agricultural irrigation pipe, and I was able to do the reticulation system just because I knew what to do. I knew how to plan it to know how many taps and how many fittings to buy, how to put it together, and how to make it work the first time. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. By the way, are you seeing the price of everything going up in Australia? Hyperinflation as well as in the United States?
We are seeing hyperinflation. For this particular reticulation system, which is 200 meters of green line pipe and four tap fittings, that's faucet fittings, and elbows to make the risers so that the tap sits up above the surface of the ground, and and two T sections, so I had bits going off in different directions. That was about $350, which I thought was a really steep amount, because it was the fitting. The pipe itself cost $165. So the pipe fitting, those few faucets and elbows and feeds, actually cost about $200. Wow. That's really, really jaw-dropping. That's really, really, really jaw-dropping.
The reason I asked is we did some plumbing over the last 10 days here at the farm, and we saw exactly the same thing. The price of fittings has gone sky high, and we're talking about PVC fittings.
How often you and I end up doing the same job around about the same time, and you had no idea I was going to talk about farm reticulation, did you?
No, I had no idea. And that's why I asked about the prices, because it's incredible how high prices have gone. And I don't understand. I don't understand why people haven't lost their minds with this inflation. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Class 2 and 3X we are seeing for the things that we need. And the availability is almost non-existent. It's hard to find. So when you adapt plumbing, plastic plumbing parts, instead of doing it the way it should be done, you have to get extra adapters because you can't get the ones that you really need. They're not available. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Gwyneth, people are...
When it came time to buy the fittings, and there's always the implied conversation when you're talking to the clerk at the farm supply, good, better, best. And I said, this time I want the best, because I can see there's a time coming when, and it's almost here, when parts are going to become almost unavailable. And I don't want to have to replace horses. I don't want to have to replace fittings. I want to do this line once, and I want to do it right. And I have decided from now on there's going to be no good or better or cheap or, you know, made in China. I don't know if the parts are made in China or not, but you know what I mean, quality-wise.
Right. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you look around. Prices are going up. Corporations are lying to you. There's an article that I read that Burger King is being hit with a class action suit. So reportedly, they're being hit with this class action suit because the customers are saying that, you know, we look at the advertising, we see this Whopper, and it looks way bigger than the one that we end up being served at the fast food joint, you know, Burger King. And the same thing is happening with Taco Bell. They're being sued because there are claims that what the customers receive doesn't look anything like the advertisement for the product. And it's everywhere. It's not just Burger King. It's not just Taco Bell. It's, class, I couldn't believe this until I saw it. We have a customer who has a Chrysler here, relatively new Chrysler here at the farm for repairs. He can't put gas in the tank. It takes him about 10 minutes to get a half a tank of fuel pumped in because the tank will not accept the fuel. So the car's up on the lift. The inner fender well is removed, that plastic inner fender well. We replaced the carbon canister valving system. It's about $300 for the part that is supposed to fix it. That doesn't work. After trial and error, trying a whole bunch of things, it looks like it's the gas tank. Inside the gas tank, there's the plastic gas tank. There's a valve that will not let fuel in. $1,100 for the gas tank without labor. This is a plastic gas tank on a relatively new vehicle. Everything's broken. Who has ever experienced not being able to put gasoline in a gasoline-powered car? How many people have ever experienced that? Did it ever happen in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000? Did it ever happen? Of course not. But here we are. A plastic gas tank with a plastic filler nozzle. No kidding.
Why is that even allowed? Because that's an obvious danger.
Gwyneth, we had a BMW here. It just went out yesterday. And it was leaking blue. What appeared to the customer thought it was antifreeze. Because there is an antifreeze that's used in European cars, and it's blue in color. There's also pink in color, orange in color, yellow in color, green in color, and there's blue. And they're all different, and some of them you can't mix with others. So this thing was leaking blue. And the customer drove it here and wanted it fixed. He was afraid he was going to blow his engine, which is already using 1 quart of oil every 300 miles. This is an X5. This is their big, big dual exhaust SUV. And it turned out that the customer was delighted because it was only the windshield washer fluid that was leaking out of the bottom of the reservoir. And you know what? AutoZone has those parts. It is so common that these BMW plastic parts break that AutoZone has them in their warehouse. Really? So what we're seeing is... Well, all kinds of cars are breaking. These plastic parts are breaking left and right, and they're not cheap. So this BMW X5, all four quarter panels are plastic. The bumper in the front is plastic. The bumper in the rear is plastic. If you don't believe me, class, next time you see one, just tap lightly with your finger, and you won't believe it. The hood is aluminum. Gwyneth, they cheat so much, it's my opinion. Hey, class, don't believe anything I say. But it's my opinion that if you look at the dual exhaust on these new cars, whether it be a Chrysler or whether it be a BMW or whatever it is, even some of the Chevrolet trucks, you'll see an exhaust tip that, or tips. Sometimes they're semi-rectangular. And they're way bigger than you would think they should be. What they are doing... Literally, what they're doing is using the Venturi effect. They are pushing the exhaust gas out the exhaust, the tailpipe. But the tailpipe is just before this big, fancy exhaust outlet. So what happens is the exhaust mixes with air through the Venturi effect. So you might get 50% fresh air, 50% exhaust, and then if there's an emission test, and the tester just puts that testing probe right near the outlet, it's going to get 50% fresh air, and the emissions are going to look great. But it's not true. It's not a good test of emissions because it's exhaust gas mixed with air. Take a look. You'll see the Chevrolet pickup trucks, and they'll have this big fancy tip on the end, but you'll also see it's bigger than the exhaust pipe. And what happens is the Venturi effect is used on that too to mix air with the exhaust. Lies, in my opinion. Absolutely. And you know, why are we going to let Volkswagen get away with lying and cheating and using a computer program to alter the emissions so that you get great emissions when you're idling, but when you're driving down the road, no, then you get air pollution. Volkswagen, another lying company. These are all my opinions, class. BMW, you can give me a call. Tell me what you think. We'll debate it on the air. It's unbelievable. We're being lied to and cheated at every turn. And everything. Food, smaller sizes, higher prices, changed ingredients, fillers.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.